The end of Christmas, or the beginning of a new year, still has that warm, heartfelt, atmospheric feeling to it. Leaving the Christmas celebrations behind, the tree, decorations, and all the presents and family gatherings. Then we enter the new year, filled with so much hope for a new beginning, a chance to start over, a chance for fresh ideas, or in our case in the Christmas podcast world, a chance to reset the podcasting batteries and start planning for the new season. I'm releasing this first episode of the new season on Leon Day, June 25th, the halfway point to Christmas, the month in which both my daughter and I celebrate our birthdays and a chance to really start to count down to Christmas 2022. I'm Chris Kringle. This is the Kringle Talks Christmas Podcast. The title of this podcast is a very opportunistic one, if I do say so myself. Because it's a very broad question. What does one do between January and the Burr months? Or in this case, between January and Leon Day? Well, this year so far has been like any other. The small hole left by leaving Christmas behind slowly turned into planning for my wife and daughter's birthdays in January. We moved house in January too, so most of my time has been taken up by renovating and redecorating and getting to grips in my new surroundings. Work has been hectic, so again, a lot of time has been spent there. We got a cat, which is all white with little black spots on her. We named her Fluffy. Someone did suggest snowflakes, which would have had a nice Christmassy feel, but we decided against it. I visited Mexico for the first time with my wife, which was absolutely wonderful. The queues at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta and the slight bout of food poisoning I endured in the last couple of days didn't stop us from having a truly wonderful time, and will certainly be a place we would like to revisit at some point. But lo and behold, yes, I have been dabbling in Christmas joy here and there too. I rewatched The Christmas Card, a 2006 Hallmark film about a soldier who is given a Christmas card and falls in love with the woman who gave it to him. It stars the late, great Edward Asner, and certainly has a warm, fuzzy feel to it that Christmas brings. You can find it on YouTube, and I'll add a link to the show notes below.
Sergeant Cullen received a card
from our admirers back in the States
that sent him on a journey.
Oh, do you have family in town?
I'm just passing through.
To find his destiny.
Don't you think it's a little odd that a grown man would travel this far based on a card?
One simple act will change two lives.
This card brought him to Nevada City?
No, you did.
Edward Asner in a Hallmark Channel original movie, The Christmas Card, on Hallmark Channel.
I also watched Home Alone half a dozen times too, as my youngest daughter who's just turned 2 absolutely loves the film, so it gives me a chance to listen to some John Williams soundtrack and the Drifters version of White Christmas. And last but by no means least, I finally managed to find a good copy, legal of course, of the 2003 Hallmark film Secret Santa, starring Jenny Garth as Rebecca Chandler, a journalist from Indianapolis who is tasked with finding out the mysteries behind Secret Santa, a generous giver of joy and gifts to the people of small town Hamden. She uncovers the truth about Christmas she may have once forgotten, and also finds solace in the small town that there's more to life than the big story.
An NBC holiday event. Hamden, Indiana has a secret Santa who quietly gives gifts but has never been seen.
Last year, he left a wheelchair for some kid.
This year, the secret is news.
We'll call it Secret Santa Revealed.
And Jenny Garth is a reporter out to expose Santa.
I want to unmask him.
Instead, she'll discover...
You think I'm Secret Santa?
...that some secrets are best kept in the heart.
I also have holidays planned for the summertime, the chance to reset the batteries, get a well-earned tan and relax really before diving into the Christmas season. And then it's full steam ahead planning for the upcoming season with some new content, hopeful collaborations with other Christmas podcasters on the cards. Well, that's what I've done between January and Leon Day. What about you? Anything exciting? Anything Christmassy you've done that's kept your Christmas spirit afloat? Please, let me know in the comments below if you can. And well, that's it for this first episode of the new season. I do hope you enjoyed it and hope, you know, you've been able to find some similarities and maybe stuff that you've done over the last 6 months. Hope to see you in a few months' time again as we near Christmas 2022 and the start of a new podcasting season. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Christmas Talks, that's KRISTMAS Talks. And whilst you're here, give us a review if you can. It'll mean a lot to the podcast and it'll help build our ratings up. You can also find us on the Christmas Podcast Network, a collective of joyous Christmas podcasts from the best in the Christmas podcast business, and me. And wherever else you find your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Well, Once again, folks, that's it from me. Take care, and bye-bye.